nice thing about having a mother-in-law in town. I remember you kind of like gimped up, so we didn't really go anywhere, so we sat around, so we kind of sat on the computer for a fair amount of time this weekend. Went through a couple more Python modules on Codecademy.
No, okay.
Like this weekend, I learned how to write a Python script to translate words into Pig Latin. It's fun little activities that totally teach you all these nuances of how Python works and how you can make it do stuff like that. It's so straightforward once you, you know, once you start playing around with it and learning stuff, like, oh my gosh, this is easy.
Jake, what are you talking about?
Well, I don't think so. Hi, Mark. We got a call. Yes.
Get the library correct, right?
Yeah, pick the libraries up, drop off the additional DNA. So that's what threw me off. Got to end up having to release the DNA.
Alright, yeah, I think this is it. So. Maybe Emma might join us, but
I don't know. So it'll probably be very short. We're just kind of going over and talk about what's going on. Yeah, that's really it.
It's good to see Jessica tried to come in here on Monday.
Plowing
through stuff.
she probably was where I said in all of it.
Right. You pretend like she tried to come in the lab to like show how ambitious she is.
Mac was here, but I don't think she was.
I think Mac was here earlier.
No, she was at home. I called her.
Oh,
all
right.
Oh, hey.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, I'm eating dinner.
Oh.
Like I said.
Cool. You still remember how to speak English? That's awesome.
It's hard. The BBC is the one there.
So how's everything there, Emma?
What?
How is everything there?
Good. It's been a crazy week just because I've been dependent on Charlotte this week, and she has a lot of family stuff going on. But now I'm finally in my own place, so I'll be able to get some work with them.
Okay.
And I actually go to the lab tomorrow.
Ooh, cool.
Also, you haven't been to the lab yet?
No, I have not, because Charlotte was on vacation until tomorrow. And I was basically just hanging out at her house and getting stuff in my beautiful apartment, which I'm in. It's worse than any college dorm room I've ever lived in.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Just small, or?
Yeah, this is not that nice.
Alright.
Do you have a mailing address yet?
I do. Do you want it?
Sure.
Do you want me to email it or just chat it?
You can email it or post it in Google Plus, whatever. I don't know. Whatever you want to do.
I'll post it in Google Plus.
Alright.
Although my name isn't on the mailbox yet, so. But I'm going to talk about it tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'm going to close the window.
All right, so Charles, what are you up to? What's been going on? Where are you at?
Just doing the RNA isolation the second half of samples. Now today I'm going to DNA all of them as well. And then discover those and make CDNA.
So you're doing gene expression?
Yeah, these are the.
You got those assays to work or? Without getting positive, something coming up.
I still haven't.
Okay, so you're just letting go and get the sample ready.
Thankfully, they break.
And just hopefully it'll just fix itself by the time you're ready to.
Yeah. Okay.
And what are you looking at? What are your samples?
They're estrogen treated for day 35.
Okay.
Hemoglobin.
So what genes? DNA, DMT or something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
So are you here? Are you here now, Paul?
Yeah.
Are you interested in Capstone? Are you interested in being done?
I'm still working with Matt on that because I got a full schedule.
Okay.
So, and I'm doing the first
right.
capstone class.
Okay.
But I still like to come in like,
okay. Sure. We can go into details later if you want to.
Are you taking my class?
No, I can't take
okay.
it.
Okay.
Couldn't?
No, I've got a marine bio minor.
You mean my class doesn't count towards the marine bio?
No, I'm going to do like consumption 310 and then the marine bio.
Alright. How about you, Hannah? What's going on?
Still taking tissue samples on the last reading group right now, but
okay.
hopefully I'll be finished with that this week and then I'll be looking for something new to do next week.
I think Sam's got you, what, 800 oysters?
Yeah, something like that.
We should probably talk. So, you know, all the ones we put up, what we need to, we really need, you probably heard this, but we're trying to get Katie in here, and you and I, and Katie and Brent, just kind of sit down and, like, digest the big picture, because there's so much that's been done. And aren't you, are you still interested in rolling over into an independent project, or?
Eventually.
Eventually.
Okay.
Never mind. But you just have to communicate that with me,
yeah.
if, you know, in case I forget. Yeah, so we got some of the seed that we planted out. We got a subset that eventually we'll have to do. But we can also shift things up and start looking at things to where. But hopefully Katie will be in and we can sit down with Brent and see what you'd like to do and what needs to be done. Perfect. Right?
That's good.
How about you, Sam?
Yeah, at least for today, probably just dealing with pro card reconciliation stuff. That's the best to get done. That's open.
Shouldn't be that bad. Like, Brent looked at it yesterday. And, did you see what he's saying? Because I've read it so many times. Technically, it was due from last Friday.
Okay.
But, see what he's saying. And, I'd like to get that in today. And then at some point in the future, I mean, I mentioned this before, but I want to kind of pivot over to a larger project. I mean, I know we got a little crap going on, but sometimes we'll talk about that in which your data fits. So.
Right.
So what you got up to, Giles? Anything?
So, good news, it's finished.
Great.
Actually completed over the weekend. I was amazed. I now have a Trinity assembly of all those sequences totaling 110,000 contigs.
Wow.
Got like an average length of 1,500. One contig is actually 28,000 base pairs long. I'm not exactly sure about that one. So I don't know what you want me to do with these sequences.
Can you remind me what you did? You did some type of quality trim and then you just went into Trinity and assembled it, right?
Yeah, so I took all the sequences you had, I threw them into CLC. I had CLC trim based on quality. It removed any short reads and it also looked for any adapters, anything like that.
Yeah.
And I took all the sequences out. I had to rename them, but that was just something for Trinity. I combined them all into two FASTA files, sort of a left reads and right reads, because some of them were paired. And then I just threw it into Trinity, and it took it, I think, like 3-4 days to run.
Okay.
Those are all the sequences you had up on the wiki.
Yeah, no, that's great. So can you somehow document all this? Maybe you can even on that same wiki page and then get me the data back somehow. I can give you access to our server and you can just put it there unless I've already done that. I can't remember.
How detailed do you want me to get?
I want it where somebody else can come back and reproduce it.
Okay.
And so whatever is easiest, but I think, I think one way is just to use that same page on the wiki that it's already listed on. That's where I'm kind of compiling stuff.
Do I even have access to alter the wiki?
If not, there'll be a little button in the top that says join, and then I'll approve it.
Okay.
But the other big thing is, I'm assuming there's a big file or probably a series of files of Trinity outputs.
Well, it depends. If you just want the contigs, it's 195 megabytes.
Okay. Does Trinity the one that does contigs and scaffolds?
No. It doesn't do scaffolds.
Okay. Just contigs.
I mean, I'm looking at the output it gives me, because it keeps a whole bunch of like temporary files, and one of them says scaffolds, but I think that's from like several previous steps before. I don't think that's like a final set of scaffolds.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that what they do with the scaffolds is if you have paired in reads, the scaffolds will be a little bit bigger, will have X's in between, but I could be wrong.
Well, it uses Bowtie at one point to handle the paired reads. It might have been something like that.
Okay.
I don't know, it generated like 300 gigs worth of temporary files when I was running.
300 gigs?
300 gigs on top of the 300 gigs worth of sequences I gave it.
Okay. Alright. So yeah, if you just join that wiki and kind of write it out, and then I'll give you access to our server and just have a dumping ground where you can just dump everything, and then I can take it from there.
I wrote a Perl script to do the renaming. Do you want me to like link it, post it? It's not very long.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. Yep. Link it or post it. All right, that sounds good. I'll follow up too with an email with you, Giles, and some other stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, thanks for doing that. That'll be fun to look at.
Oh, and I'm gonna be taking a stats class this coming end of September. It's going through the quarter, so I don't know if you'd be interested in any of that stuff. It's like multivariate clustering and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like applied statistics.
What department is teaching that?
In the School of Statistics here.
Cool.
Here at UW. The class is SPAT 502.
Okay. Yeah, it'd be interesting to hear about that. Huh. All right. Emma, anything? You've already told us what you're up to. Anything you will need from us, or... I just emailed Charlotte today and asked her for that French document so that I can get it stamped here and so I can come.
Yeah, I'll remind her about that. And I said she's like having a lot of family stuff going on, so I think she's been a little overwhelmed.
Okay.
But we're going to work tomorrow, so I'll remind her.
Okay.
Deal
with it. All right. Well, have fun at French work.
Thanks.
It's right.
Really hot here. Is it still hot there?
No, it's pouring rain. Cold, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, really, really wet.
I don't believe that Sam's wearing shorts.
Well, it's not cold, but it poured this morning. I can't remember, right?
Yeah, it rained this morning.
Yeah. So.
It's really hot here. I had to go buy clothes because I wasn't prepared for the hot.
Like how hot? In American degrees.
It's like 1280s.
That's warm.
It's pretty humid here. I mean,
yeah, the humidity.
Because obviously it's raining, and that's been pretty bad, but it's not bad.
No, the only thing I need from you is to start looking at the discussion of my paper, because I'm going to now have time to start working on that.
Okay.
Since I'm not hanging out with two-year-old French girls.
All right, yeah, I'll start looking at that.
Okay.
All right, I guess that's it. Thanks everybody, and we'll meet again Monday. There's nothing wrong with Monday. All right, au revoir.
Au revoir. How do you unfollow?
I